Hi, this is Ros Cardinal, the founder of Shaping Change. Welcome to the fifth session of Thriving in the Midst of Change audio series. In this segment, you're going to gain some insights into how to become the best you, even when challenged with change. Our entire program on change is based on the concept of thriving during change. Thriving, not just surviving. Most people survive change, they have no choice. But we believe you can actually thrive during change. We often take little changes in our stride in our lives. We make quick adjustments and we move on. The bigger changes, the ones that can often stop you in your tracks or cause you to have to make big adjustments, are the ones that offer greater opportunities for growth. So once we've dealt with the initial blow, how do we move forward? How do we grow? First, we have to accept that things will never go back to how they were. Then we have to let go of the past. And finally, the third step is moving forward by focusing our attention on what we can become. I call this focusing on your best self. So here are five tips that can help you see yourself at your best. So tip number one, imagine yourself at your very best. Imagination will help you set the stage for visualizing yourself in the future. Here's a fun way to look at it. If you were in a cocoon, what kind of butterfly would emerge? So when you imagine yourself at your best, what do you see? Do you see yourself healthy? Do you see yourself successful in the work that you do? Do you see yourself having happy, nurturing relationships? And when you imagine your best self, what are you doing? Are you learning something new? Are you on a new adventure, one you've always longed for? Are you enjoying your family and your close friends? Number two, keep a possibility journal. So buy yourself a blank notebook to write in every day. And you might want to decorate the cover with, you know, pictures and words that represent the best you. So each day, write one page in your journal. So here are some starter statements. In 3 months, and you can do this for different periods of time, I see myself. I would love to learn how to. The job that intrigues me the most is. Here are some things that are close by my home that I'd like to do. You might choose museum, library, community theatre, dance class. And I've always wanted to do this, but never got around to it. Tip number three, choose one or two areas of your life you'd like to improve. So think about the first steps you need to take. Enlist the help of a friend to check in with. Begin small, but begin. And the idea is to identify what you want to improve and then take small steps to begin the improvement. Small steps lead to small success, and small successes lead to more successes. Tip four, make a decision to stop worrying. Worry is a negative emotion and it keeps us stuck instead of moving forward. If you struggle with constantly worrying, you set yourself a timer and allow yourself to worry for 5 minutes. So after that, when a worry comes to you, push it aside and tell yourself you're going to worry about that during your 5 minute worry stint tomorrow. By doing this, you'll find yourself becoming more of your best self. Number five, spend time with positive people who love and support you. Tell them that you're ready to move forward. Ask for advice, and when they give it to you, say thank you. It's important to resist the temptation to make excuses, to negate their advice or to whine. If you find yourself doing these, stop, apologize, and listen. And here's a bonus tip. Find somebody else to help. Volunteer to read at a school, take a meal to an invalid, or ring the bell for the Salvation Army. It's a really interesting phenomenon. When you're helping other people, that's when your best self usually shows up. So focusing on your best self has the ability to change your life. It will help you move from the past into the future with a fresh approach. It'll help you prepare for other changes and challenges life brings you, and it'll give you hope. So I hope you've enjoyed today's tips on focusing on your best self. So next time we're going to discuss strategies on how to help others who are coping with change. And I really like what Huxley has to say about change. He said, "There is only one corner of the universe you can be certain of improving, and that's your own self."